Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This podcast is brought to you by Homu Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods, and then, of course, the roundtable coming up at 10 o'clock. Adam Klug has confirmed. The roundtable only continues as long as the Padres are in the playoffs. So
yes.
This could be the last roundtable of the year. We hope it is not.
Correct.
The last roundtable of the year, because the more roundtables we have, the deeper the Padres are going in the postseason.
I want to go deep.
Slow or fast?
Medium.
Medium.
Yeah. But deep.
But deep.
Yeah. Medium. Yeah. Medium.
Yeah. This weekend is your chance to reset everything. Enjoy the last few games of Padres baseball without a ton of pressure on the line. We'll know for sure today. Well, not necessarily for sure. If the Dodgers win today, the division is over. They will clinch the third seed and a home playoff series against whoever emerges, Mets, Reds, or Diamondbacks in the first round.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
Wise words from the skipper.
And that would ensure that the Padres would be playing the Cubs. Now, the Cubs cannot clinch the fourth seed today with a win over the Mets, but they can reduce their magic number to one with a win. Their magic number is currently two, so any combination of two Cubs wins or Padres losses would mean that that series will take place at Wrigley Field. So there is room for one hiccup on the last seven games of the year. But the Padres would need six of the seven outcomes to go their way in order to host the series at Petco Park.
That's a lot to ask for.
It is. Yeah. I mean, you know, it happens all the time in Major League Baseball, yep. But odds are still very much against the Padres getting to now play at home in the first round. So.
Stay healthy, man. Cannot afford another one.
With the odds being that long, the priority now becomes
health,
setting up your pitching rotation. And they did announce yesterday a little bit of a change. The Padres will be going with Yu Darvish tomorrow and Michael King on Saturday, which would then lead you to believe that their playoff rotation for Chicago would be Nick Pivetta, Yu Darvish, and Michael King.
Yep.
That would keep them all on regular rest. Now, will that actually be the case? Will there be more of a bullpen game on that game, too, as opposed to Yu Darvish? Mike Schilt's not going to tip his hand
depends
on everything
on how
at this
it goes,
point.
Really.
May depend on how it goes. But that's how the Padres are setting up. Or will Dylan Cease find his way in somewhere? Will he be coming out of the bullpen after what we saw yesterday? A lot of options still on the table, but it was interesting that Schilt said Darvish tomorrow, King on Saturday, and then they'll make a decision on Sunday's starting pitcher.
It's you, by the way.
It
could be
you're
going to throw
it
some.
It could be me.
No, you,
could,
yeah.
Yeah. It could be you.
Not me.
It might be you.
No.
It won't be you, Darvish, though.
No, it will not be you, Darvish, pitching tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, good chance this weekend to go see the fellas in a pretty stress-free environment.
The other decision they made yesterday that will impact the playoffs, they send Ron Marinaccio down, which means unless someone gets hurt, a pitcher gets hurt, he can't come up until the division series.
Wait, really? They can't put him on the wild card roster?
Not anymore. You have to, unless there's an injury, you need 15 days before you can bring him back up.
I thought they did a whole reset, no?
Like, they don't, apparently.
They don't do that.
I was looking that up. They do not do the resets.
What a bummer.
So, but that does mean that Brad Rodriguez could be part of the postseason roster because he's still up with the team.
He's going to get some looks this weekend.
Yeah.
Rest assured.
So.
You will see some Brad Glay. You will see Kyle Hart. He's still up.
He's still up. Yeah,
still up.
Still
be
part of the postseason roster.
You're
going to
see those guys this weekend. Yeah, really. You just need to. You need to see what you got in some of those dudes and in some games, again, that aren't super high leverage. They are for the Diamondbacks. They're very high leverage for the Diamondbacks.
Look at that. Let's watch them be stressed out for a few games.
Fun. You know, fun for me.
It's always fun, you know, when you're playing against the spoiler and it's like they look free and easy and they're playing with nothing to worry about. This weekend, that's the Padres. And the Diamondbacks fans get to be the ones that are like, our entire life is on the line here. How are we losing this game to Nestor Cortez Sunday, J.P. Sears, whoever
Sears
they're going to end up
dominating,
throwing.
Right?
Yeah, that's let them be in the torture chamber for a weekend,
no doubt.
All right, we got a lot to get to this hour, including a football threesome.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend Matty Janella is going to come on talk a little Ryder Cup as well. But right now, Paulie's got some headlines in the Rindle Report,
and get things started here with our edition today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
All right.
All right.
It's the Rindle Report brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. Relatively slow sports night outside of the baseball, which we have discussed throughout the morning. I do have one story here. I always find the sports memorabilia auction prices to be fascinating.
Yes, indeed.
Tony Hawk's skateboard from his legendary 900 that happened back in 1999.
So cool.
I was 9 years old. You guys were slightly older.
Yes, slightly.
But I think everybody remembers when that happened. Whether you were watching it live or you watched it on SportsCenter later
that
night.
I've never seen anything like it, man.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. You thought it would never happen.
Math Woods, how many revolutions is that? 900. Do it. Come on.
2.5.
Yeah!
Hey, very nice.
Took me way too long.
Yeah, so Tony Hawk is 57 years old right now, and he was doing a big auction with Julian's Auctions, it says here. They handled the sale of the skateboard. It went for $1.15 million yesterday.
Wow.
The same skateboard.
That's badass.
Tony Hawk said, I hope that it's someone that truly appreciates it, or that event, or that object meant something to them.
I would think so.
By definition.
Well, he goes, it's not just, hopefully it's not just a flex that they have the money and can just buy it and they don't really care. Like, he's hoping that the guy that bought it, like, was there, remembers that moment, it means a lot to them, and not just like, oh, that'd be cool, I got FU money, here you go.
Hmm.
And the money's going to a good cause, which is cool.
That's a lot of scratch.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Building skate parks for underserved communities is a really cool thing.
They sold some other items as well from the 900. His helmet went for $115,000.
Wow.
The sneakers that he wore that day, $64,000. His knee pads, $57,000. And then there were other items that he used throughout his career as well. Like you said, it goes to his nonprofit, Tony Hawk's nonprofit, the Skate Park Project, which aims to build skate parks in underserved neighborhoods.
So cool. So rad. Well, good for him. Legend.
You ever skateboard?
Yeah, I tried.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
I was, you
I never tried.
Couldn't have seen anybody worse than me.
I could ride just fine. Like, I could ride with my friends and cruise.
Tried to ollie.
I could barely ollie. Barely. I couldn't kickflip. Couldn't grind.
What's an ollie again?
Ollie's when just you slide jump. Your... You push your back foot down, and you slide your other foot. And
you like stomp,
up,
you stomp your back
air.
Before,
yeah. And then you, yeah.
You get a little air underneath okay. it.
Yeah, it's like you stomp the back foot, and then you slide it up. And kind of level it out in the air. It's just a regular hop.
I wanted it so badly. Vision, streetwear, when I was a kid, we all had like the gear. We skated around the neighborhood. But I was never great at it. And I tried. Like, I really, like, put my mind to it to try to be a good skater. I just couldn't do it. I didn't have it in me.
You couldn't go down the railing of a staircase?
I'll never forget. Remember my old producer on my first show, Jay Isbell? And he called me over to his house. He's like, he did put me in one of, like, those padded suits. And it was just a tiny little ramp. It was maybe 3 feet, 4 feet tall. And he goes, just drop in from here. And you put the edge on the edge of the thing. And all you had to do was drop down
yes.
and do it.
I was
3 feet.
That was the one thing. We had a skate park near my house growing up that had a bowl and everything.
Yeah.
Much bigger than 3 feet.
Right.
It was probably 6, 7, 8 feet.
Right. Just drop in.
Everybody else could do it
Everyone.
So easily.
Yeah, piece
effortlessly.
Of cake.
Like, it was no big deal. It was just like walking to them.
Slid up
and I would
me.
Get up there, and I'd have my back foot on
yeah,
the board.
Panic.
And I'm like, they just say, you have to go for it.
Just
if
go.
You're going to do it, you have to commit. If you don't commit fully, you will fall and
fall
hit your head on the back
yep.
of the bowl or whatever.
I did all of it.
I couldn't do it.
Couldn't either.
I couldn't even try. I never even attempted
what
it.
Amazes,
I got up there, and I just said, I can't do
can't
this.
Can't do it.
What amazes me is usually a lot of those guys are smaller, because for big guys like us,
yeah.
that can be tough. But Tony Hawk is 6'3".
He's a big dude.
I've met him. He's a tall, tall dude. And the fact that he can do what he does on a skateboard.
I'll tell you, like,
unbelievable.
It's legitimately one of the things I lament about my life, is that I was not blessed with the surfing, skating gene to do it. I've tried them both. A ton. One thing I think I would like to maybe get is a longboard skateboard. That looks fun on a nice flat surface. I can do that. But I can't do like a skateboard and do tricks. I want to so bad. I always thought it was so cool. Just couldn't do it, man. couldn't do it.
I have no balance.
No.
And I have no intestinal fortitude
to get the injury.
The injuries
yeah.
that come along with it, which makes me the worst candidate for skateboarding. And surfing possible.
Neither of my kids, like, Bo cannot do it. Taylor had, there's some potential to
got
do it.
There.
He's got, there's something there. But it scares me. Like, I'm like, oh, cool, broken wrist, cool, broken tailbone, like, all that stuff. I don't know, man. I'm so jealous of anyone that
my
can
friends
do
and
it.
We would rollerblade.
So
we would play, like, rollerblade hockey out on the street.
I couldn't even do that, dude.
That was fun. We had a BMX track.
Yeah,
man-made BMX track.
Yeah, see, I would ride BMX. We would make jumps. I'd do all that stuff all
so
day.
So fun.
Because I felt like I was in control. I could put my hands on something. So
yeah.
I jumped BMX all day. Had a blast doing it.
No hands in skateboarding.
No hands in skateboarding.
I remember some high schoolers when we were in like elementary school or middle school. They built this like in the woods, just this cool BMX
yeah.
dirt bike track, and you know they were probably smoking and drinking and
yeah.
doing whatever. And like you'd have to like go and kind of hide behind the tree and look to see if they were there, because if they were there, you couldn't.
No,
absolutely not.
Trash
as soon as they leave, though, me and my buddy's like, all right, let's go.
The best. So bad. You didn't even do that.
No.
Even ride a bike.
Mm-mm.
Or a scooter. We just
I tried to get you to ride
no
the scooter. Wasn't going to happen. All right, next up, we teased it earlier this morning. We talked about our interview yesterday that we recorded with Sammy Hagar, and we're going to play that for you guys tomorrow morning. I'm excited for everybody to hear it. Fortunately, we didn't ask him about this other news that I saw yesterday involving Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
He has been teasing maybe a new musical side project. He posted a picture with Chad Kroeger, the frontman for Nickelback.
You like a Nickelback song or two.
And Tommy Lee, drummer from Motley Crue.
Wow.
Just three icons hanging out. And everyone goes, well, what's that about? And it turns out they may be developing some sort of a super group, I guess, right? Super group for, it says here on People Magazine, a dream for dad rock fans of every era.
Yeah.
Motley Crue, Nickelback, Van Halen, Sammy Hagar.
Who sings? Sammy? Or Nickelback guy?
Do they kind of trade off?
Yeah, maybe trade off.
How does that...
Nickelback
any idea
guy
how that
is
would
not,
sound?
A, not a bad singer.
No.
Tommy Lee's one of the best.
Tommy Lee's one of the goated drummers of all time. Sammy Hagar rules. So
does that can you even wrap your head around, like, can that work, those three guys?
Yeah, I mean, look, those guys all have pretty good FU money. They're just having fun jamming, you know, like they're all pretty set, taking care of, just having some fun in their old age, neighborhood dad band getting together. I'd be interested to hear it. I bet it's going to be very loud and very butt rocky.
And I'll pair that with,
I expect it to be.
There's another super group forming as well in music. You see this one? It's called the Howl Owl Howl. That's a tough one to say. It's got Mike Mills from REM.
Yep.
Steve Gorman, the drummer for the Black Crows.
Black Crows, yep.
And Darius Rucker.
Oh, well, Darius Rucker one of your
Hootie. Hootie as well. Howl Owl Howl.
Howl Owl Howl.
An interest owl, in owl, that.
Owl. Sure, I want to hear it.
Between the two, that name? The two supergroups, which one are you listening to first?
Sammy Hagar. Yeah, for sure. Based on yesterday's interview. It was great.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you guys will love it.
All right, then finally, just to wrap up the Rindle Report, we're very busy, as you said, in this 9 o'clock hour. Ben, it is a throwback Thursday. I got one good clip. This was from, I believe, 3 years ago. Might have been 2023. When we had Joey Votto on, it was very random. Still to this date, one of our, top five interviews of all time, Joey Votto, when he joined us. It was at like 9:50. We went long that morning. We talked to him for about 20 minutes. Yep. And Joey Votto told us a story about one of the newest Padres at the time. We'd only been here a couple of months. Got him at the trade deadline, Brandon Drury.
Yeah.
It's a throwback for those that remember. If you haven't heard this, well, that's all the context you need. Brandon Drury, one of the newest Padres, and the legendary Joey Votto on with Ben and Woods a couple of years ago this week.
It's been crazy. You know, the trade deadline comes, and one of your former teammates, Brandon Drury, now here and, you know, hits a grand slam in his first AB. Just incredible. Just been incredible to cover and watch every single game.
No doubt. And boy, what a weirdo you guys got.
Did we?
Oh, no, now I need to know more about Brandon Drury.
Spill it.
He's very quiet. He's been kind of quiet since he got here.
Quiet. Oh, man. He must have. So it sounds like he turned the volume up. He went from completely like sucking in noise to like quiet. It's like a black hole with us. It's funny. I'll tell you a story. And so he occasionally wears his eye patch for like this vision drill, and it helps him. He needs it. And so one day I go, "Can I wear the eye patch?" And so I put the eye patch on, and like he said, you have to do these specific drills and wear it for X amount of time. And that day, I actually have a picture of it, and I'm not going to post it or anything like that because I don't think that's a good idea. But I ended up homering that day until we get done with the game. And I go, "Hey, dude, you think I can wear that eye patch tomorrow?" And he's like, "No, you're not allowed to wear it anymore. It's my eye patch.
Oh, my God.
You only get one day." And then he goes, "Sorry, man. You got to put in your own work around here, homie."
Oh, my God. He threw it right back in your face.
Made it up.
"You got to put your own work in, homie." Now, yes.
I believe that story was 100%.
We found out. So
he did use the eye patch, I do believe.
Yeah, he did have an eye patch. It's a tool to work on your hitting and your vision and everything.
Try it.
So we went down there to Petco Park, I don't know, within a week after that interview airing. And Brandon Drury actually kind of mean mugged all three of us.
He was mad.
We were there to record with somebody else, and he kind of glared at us. And he said something, and I don't remember what it was, but he's like, "By the way, it's not true," or something like that. As he walked away, we were like, "Whoa, like, we've never even met you. Like, what the heck's going on?" And our friend Annie Heilbrun was right there, and she goes, "Oh, I think I know what that's about."
He didn't appreciate that story that Joey Votto told because it never
and
happened.
And we go, "What are you talking about? That was a great story. Like, we were just having fun." And he goes, "It didn't happen. It never happened." Oh, Joey Votto made that entire story up on the fly. Maybe he's told it before. But, like, when he goes in that clip, he's like, "Yeah, I got a picture. I'm not going to post it because I don't want to make..." He doesn't have a picture because it doesn't exist. He made that whole story up.
I wonder what Joey Votto's up to. I'd like to get him back on the air sometime. He's been gone kind of quiet on social media, I think.
I'll be a little more cautious
about the stories
what he says on the interview, but I would be happy to have him on again.
Anytime.
That was like a week-long bit.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Because we didn't find out for several days.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We got a football threesome quickly coming up, and then talk some Ryder Cup with Matty Ginella. And then we've got a roundtable at 10 o'clock. Don't go away. More coming up with Ben and Woods after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I get a chance to tell you about my daily fantasy sports outlet, Prize Picks. I've been doing Prize Picks for about a year and a half now. I think they've kind of nailed daily fantasy. If you're interested in playing, if you haven't tried it before, it's a lot of fun. You're setting your lineups as often as you like. You can do multiple lineups in the day. You can just do one or two a week, whatever you want to do. It's between two and six players in your lineup, just like a regular season-long fantasy lineup, but you're just doing it with like one game, and you're picking against the numbers, more or less on stat projection. So with football season here, college football, pro football, you've got all kinds of options all weekend long, watching your favorite college teams, your favorite football players, like Saquon Barkley. You can pick more or less than one rushing touchdown. Put that in a lineup. Up, and it's really easy to do. This weekend, you can look for your max discount squares, like Jalen Hurts, more or less than one half of one passing yard. You pick more, put that in a lineup, and win real money because, you know, you're watching sports anyway. It's really fun to be right with Prize Picks. Just make sure when you download the Prize Picks app, you use the code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. Stack them up, same play in a lineup up to three times on different stat projections. Think for a quarterback, passing yards, rushing yards, touchdowns, however you want to do it, whatever game you're watching, put them in your lineups and then just enjoy it a little bit more and then win real, real money. It's Prize Picks. Good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The torch has been passed.
You've been replaced.
I have been replaced.
But your choice.
My choice.
Yeah, the San Diego Seals just announcing that they are bringing some new power to the electric factory, welcoming Derek Togerson as Woods' replacement as PA announcer for the upcoming season.
Good for him, man. I caught the very tail end of his audition, but had heard really good things. There were a couple of other guys in there that I really, really liked as well. But I think it's a good fit. You know, I do. I think it's a good fit. He's been to damn near every game that we've had. So I think he can come in and hit the ground running anything he needs, I'm there to help. If he just wants to do it by himself, that's good too. Whatever you want to do. But I'll be there opening night as well. Can't wait. Got my season ticket sent to my account the other day. And very, very excited for the SEAL season to get going. I love it.
Will you heckle him at all?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not my style.
All right,
that's not my style. I would not. I'm happy for him. It's a great gig, a great organization. And, you know, now you know him better than me. Does he have the ability to get down there and get crazy?
Oh, I think he does.
Good.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah,
you gotta have it.
You gotta have it. Yeah. Here's another example of me being the cool ex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are the cool ex.
I'm the cool ex.
You're the cool
ex. Yeah, whatever. Have fun.
Hannah, you're so lucky.
She's so lucky.
That one day you're going to have the coolest
coolest ex of all time. Yeah, babe, I'll walk you down the aisle. It's no big deal. Hey, he's a nice guy. Yeah.
All right, who's in the mood for a threesome?
Me, always.
Let's go for it.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
No, not that kind of threesome.
Talk dirty to me.
We're talking end-arounds, the best tight ends in the world, and going all the way in this game of inches.
2 inches short, maybe less. Story of my life.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods, brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place, on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal file, 69, offense. He's giving them the business.
All right, our threesome is a look at tonight's game in the NFL, Thursday Night Football, our most intriguing matchup of the weekend, and then one pick against the spread from each of us. And tonight, here on 97.3 The Fan, you can catch the Seattle Seahawks visiting the Arizona Cardinals at 5:15. Pretty good game again.
Very good game.
We'll see if it plays out. There's been so many entertaining primetime games so far this season. Both teams are 2-1. Every team in the NFC West has a winning record.
Yep.
The Niners are 3-0. Rams, Cardinals, and Seahawks are all 2-1. But remember, the Niners are battered by injuries. So whoever wins this game kind of has a bit of an edge on early, at least in the season. So it's a very important game in the standings, at least to wrap up the first quarter of the season.
Here. Name the starting quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks.
It is now. It's not Geno Smith anymore.
Nope.
He went to the Raiders.
Oh, I saw this last week. I saw.
Come
highlight.
On.
I know who it is.
Going up against Kyler Murray.
Yep. It's Sam Darnold. Everybody,
that's right.
Sam Darnold.
I saw a highlight, and
went
I go
from Minnesota to Seattle.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep, he is. And you know the Arizona Cardinals, man. They have their one loss was on like a last second field goal to the Niners, who are 3-0. Like they're a pretty good team. This is a good matchup.
The 49ers actually have the worst point differential.
They're
the only undefeated in that division. The other three teams all have a better one. So good game tonight. Now there's a lot of options for intriguing matchups.
Oh,
so I'll
yeah.
let you go first, Woods.
Oh, you're gonna let me go first?
Yes.
There's only two.
Yeah. I think
I think there's a couple more.
Well, I think it's Ravens Chiefs
because
right.
two losing teams.
Yeah, two losing teams, but one
that's,
of those.
That's the obvious number one.
That's the right. obvious number one because one of those teams is now going to have three losses, and that's pretty weird to see from either
true.
Of those teams right now. That's an intriguing
Baltimore
one
favored
me.
On the road at Arrowhead.
Just not, 2.5 points for Baltimore. Yeah,
people are going to sleep on the Chiefs and they're going to go on some insane run. They're going to get it.
Maybe.
Get
no,
it
no team has ever no, lost
right.
three of their first
every
four.
Every team's run comes to an
it
end
does.
At some point.
It's true, but it's still.
Usually it's when the quarterback retires.
It feels
but,
so early in their run, you
yeah.
know? It really does. So I think, you know.
I think you're probably right. Don't give up on the Chiefs.
I wouldn't.
Yet.
I wouldn't.
Paul, I'll let you take the other somewhat obvious one, and I'll go with a less obvious one.
My pick would be the Eagles
yeah.
and the Bucs.
Yeah.
Both undefeated.
Really good one.
Yeah. Two really good teams.
Eagles
are fun to watch, man.
They like, are, but the
Eagles
know,
are fun to watch, and I don't know what it is. I love Baker Mayfield. I like watching him play. So
Eagles had to scrap one out last week, needing all block field goals, all kinds of stuff. They're again, our buddy that we play ball with, Stevie, he's from Philly. He's like, and I'm like, he's like, Eagles 3-0, baby. I'm like, yeah, you still want to fire Sirianni, don't you? He's like, yeah, pretty much. You know, like, that's just the 3-0. Are they the most believable 3-0 team? I don't think so. I think that, you know, I actually think the Bucs can win this game.
So the Eagles don't play well in Tampa. I think they've lost like five in a row. Sirianni's like taking them a day early, like to try to mix things up because they've had such struggles when they've gone down to Tampa. But they're favored.
Mike Evans out.
Yeah,
that's
for Tampa.
A bummer.
Philly is favored by 3.5. Yep. I think that's too much. If I was playing that one, I'd probably go with the Bucks too, yep. Especially getting the points.
But there's one more game, and I think I know which one you're going to pick.
Well, I'm going to pick the very early morning Sunday game from Ireland. The Minnesota Vikings and the Pittsburgh Steelers, both 2-1. That game going to be played in Dublin, Ireland at Croke Park. A big game for both teams, who are both 2-1.
6:30 a.m.
6:30 a.m. You
I'll
can't sleep.
I'll be
you
up.
Can turn on NFL Network at 6:30 and see the NFL from another country. They're really going to try to play it in every country on the planet at some point.
I thought you might go with the Colts and the Rams, a 3-0 Colts versus the 2-1 Rams. It doesn't do much for me, that matchup, but should be a good game.
How about the Giants fan that has now seen Daniel Jones just tear it up for the Colts?
So as we get to our picks, that's where I'm going, though. Colts and Rams... A good game, but in Los Angeles, and I think it is just time for 1 week for Daniel Jones to come back down to earth a little bit. Rams solid.
What's the line?
Defensively. Rams by 3.5, and I'm going to give up those points at home. Now, I'm going to say the Colts are fine at being 3-1. They're going to have a bad game at some point. They're not this good. They're not a 15-2 type team. There's going to be some losses for the Colts, and this will be one of them. Yeah, I don't know that they'll get embarrassed, but I can see an 8-10 point Rams victory in this one at home. So I will take the Los Angeles Rams, and I will give the 3.5 points against the Indianapolis Colts.
There's a huge spread in the NFL this week.
There is.
It's the Buffalo Bills.
Everybody's survivor pick if they haven't done it.
15.5. 15.5 over the Saints, who are not great. I can't do it. I can't go either way.
So Megan Perry was asking for my survivor pick advice. She didn't want to take Buffalo. I go, why don't you want to take Buffalo? She says, everyone else is taking Buffalo. And I go, well, there's a reason everyone's taking Buffalo.
Yeah, sure, just to win without covering the spread.
Now, if you pick someone else and Buffalo loses, you'll probably win your survivor pool.
Yeah.
Like, everybody will be eliminated. So if you want to go out on a limb, but I couldn't. I mean, she was thinking of taking, like, Carolina at New England, or New England against Carolina. I go, I don't trust the Patriots that much, even against Carolina. You got Buffalo against New Orleans.
Boy, that Jets Dolphins 0-3 matchup is screaming at me. I don't know why I hate the Giants. I hate the Giants. I'm taking the Chargers to score a touchdown more at 6.5 over the
Jackson
Giants.
Jackson Dart
getting his first start.
And I was looking at another relatively big spread. I was looking at Sunday night, Green Bay minus 6.5 over the Cowboys. Cowboys already look like they're in midseason form of just not able to cover anything, not playing well. But I think I'd probably stay away. I think I'm going to go with... I would actually take Seattle tonight with the Cardinals. I don't know how their running game's going to be.
James Conner.
It's a close enough... Yeah. It's a 1.5 point spread. So you're like, all right, can you win by 2 or more? If you're going to win, it's probably going to be by 2 or more. So I'll take that.
Green Bay's interesting because they're probably ticked after losing to Cleveland last week.
Yes.
They might want to take it out on Dallas.
They looked great before that.
That's another survivor pick that probably went in the crapper last week.
I'm sure.
You know?
And that's our football threesome. We'll come back and we'll be joined by our friend Matty Ginella and get an update. He had a health scare recently. The Ryder Cup, maybe the biggest team golf event we've ever seen in our lifetime, starting tomorrow morning. Get you updated on that coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
But first, let me tell you about Eco Water. You hear Eco Water all over the radio station. Huge, huge partner of ours. And I'm very grateful we got the Eco Water system in our home. I've got an Eco Water Yeti, and it's filled with Eco Water. Go figure. The best water that you can have for your family, for yourself. It's and they're so far ahead of like the technological advancements. It's pretty cool. The first with remote monitoring, the first with Wi-Fi and leak detection, the first with whole home automatic cutoffs that can stop a leak before it becomes a disaster. It's protection you can actually see and control. They have the latest, most advanced technology and water treatment for your family and your business. We have it here at the station as well. Not just first in the industry, but most advanced today. It's not just about protection, though. It's about better water for everything that you use it for. It is bottled quality water straight from the tap. You add the alkaline filters, your hydration gets a healthy boost. Skin feels better. Coffee tastes better. And, it's great. The family all loves it. The pets love it, as far as I can tell. When your water is this pure, you can taste and feel the difference. Try the Soft Life and alkaline water now. Just $9.95 a month. 760-350-3338 or go to ecowatersocal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I know for a fact that our next guest is a regular listener and fan of the Roundtable. So he's got that to look forward to coming up in about 20 minutes. But first, we're going to talk a little Ryder Cup with Matt Janella right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I've got to say, as Woods saw yesterday when I started talking about the Ryder Cup.
Oh, my God.
Don't know that I've ever been excited for a golf competition like the one coming up this weekend. And we're joined right now by our friend Matt Janella, former correspondent for the Golf Channel, now with Fire Pit Productions, was kind enough to come in and sit in for you a few weeks ago. Matty, it is good to see you. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I love this. I love you guys. I love this, you know, I love this station. I love everything about it. I love being on with you guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for having me.
I know you're geeked about the Ryder Cup. I mean, what a week for you. Like, you got the Ryder Cup and then you got Padres baseball on Tuesday. It's the dream.
I got to pace my, this is the problem. You know, this is a marathon here. We got to spread this out. I don't want to peak too soon.
Are you allowed to have any excitement? I mean, what are your doctors saying?
Yeah,
you had a bit of a health scare recently that landed you in the hospital.
So let's just deal with this really quick. I travel for a living. I'm a horrible traveler, meaning I sit in the window. I don't get up. I don't hydrate and I don't use compression socks. If there's I had a pulmonary embolism.
Wow.
I had a blood clot go from my leg to my lung. I am alive. I love that I'm on talking to you guys right now.
Us too, dude.
I'm on bonus time. But this is a real thing. And I, for being a professional traveler and being as ignorant and, you know, an idiot like I've been, I'm glad I didn't essentially kill myself. I took a red eye to Florida last week. a week and a half ago and went right out into 140 degree heat, didn't hydrate, flew back, had a pain in my left lung area. It was internal. Went, thank God, I went to the urgent care. They sent me to the emergency room. They did a bunch of tests, CT scans, pulmonary embolism in the lung that I, you know, that can kill you, but I survived. And here's the biggest takeaway. If you're traveling, use compression socks, hydrate, and move around, and you should be good to go. But it's a real thing, and I'm just glad to be here to be able to talk about it and share my experience and hopefully help people in the future.
You said it went from your leg to your lungs.
Shoots up.
Oh, yeah. My.
I'm a window guy too, man, and I'm also a bit of a slug on a plane. Just kind of sit there, and you got to get up and move it around a little bit. Oh, Maddie, I'm so glad you're okay, dude. And a good lesson, right? Good lesson for all the tier ones out there. If you're traveling a bunch, make sure you take care of yourself as you do. But let's get into the meat. I mean, this kid over here to my left is as giddy. You get him going on this Ryder Cup, and he won't stop. He's fired up.
You know, I tell everybody, been covering golf for 30 years, and if I'm going to reflect back on some of my favorite moments as a fan, being able to have the access I've had to the game of golf has been a, you know, a gift that forever keeps giving. But Open Championships, you know, obviously the Masters is something that's super special. There is nothing like a Ryder Cup. Because you take a bunch of guys who are, you know, this is an individual sport. They are, especially in the U.S., very, you know, mechanical. They've been conditioned to be in their own, you know, in their own silos, their own space. And you mix all that up. And you throw it into this venue and, you know, this Coliseum feeling. It's the best the game gives us, you know, and it only happens every 2 years, and that it kind of even makes it better. It's the fact that Europe has won 10 out of the last 14, which is now an official rivalry, you know, and for whatever reason, even though they win all the time, they're always the underdog. The U.S. in theory is supposed to win. But look at you got the team. If you add up all the wins on the team USA this year, and they got four rookies, which is a recipe for disaster, and they don't have a lot of real, you know, grizzled veterans, they can only get to 26 points amongst the team of 12.
Wow.
On Europe, amongst five players, Rory, Fleetwood, Justin Rose, Tyrrell Hatton, John Rahm. They have 48 points and 14 ties just amongst those five, and they only have one rookie. And that's a big advantage.
Matty, and then you throw in the Bethpage Black, which is New York, Long Island. It's expected to be, and I don't think I'm exaggerating, probably the loudest, rowdiest golf crowd. I mean, we see the WM Phoenix Open gets pretty crazy, obviously. But in terms of like cheering for and against people, is this going to be something we've never really seen in golf this weekend?
I mean, there, you know, it went to Chicago in 2012. I mean, there are big cities in there, you know. And yes, I think it's going to be amplified, not only because it's New York and it's Bethpage and Long Island, and that just always is loud. And there's the history of the Sergios and the Montgomerys who have taken flack from the fan. But in this setting, I don't know. I think it only is going to, you know, it's hard to win on the road in a Ryder Cup, except for, you know who does it all the time? Europe. Because they, you know, these guys come from a culture of, have you ever seen a soccer game in Europe?
Yeah.
And you like it's
they're icy, man. They're like ice in their veins, the European team. And I'm with you. Did I read too that the conditions are actually playing pretty favorable? Like the rough's bad, but it's not US Open bad, and the greens will obviously be really, really fast, but the rain has come and will slow that down a little bit. They're, you know, it's going to favor the long hitters. We've got a bunch. They've got a bunch, too. They're expecting, like, pretty low scores, right, guys, to score really well.
Yeah, I think they want – you know, the U.S. is in control of the setup, of course. I think they want the energy, the birdies, the driving of the green. You know, Bryson, they are talking about him potentially going out first and trying to drive the first green 360 yards right. And what that would do. I mean, Bryson is the X factor here for Team USA. Yes. I would hitch my wagon to him big time. And it looks like that's kind of what they're doing. They're embracing it. They're embracing him and the energy he brings. He is a fan favorite. Like him, don't like him, think he did the right thing or wrong thing in terms of live. He in this scenario, wash it all away and turn him loose. If I'm, you know, the best player, this is the facts, right? One of the biggest dogs and best players on Team USA right now. Didn't even bring his clubs this week in Keegan Bradley. That's another advantage Team Europe. So if you're going to do something, I'd go all in on Bryson right now.
Yeah, Keegan could have picked himself. If people who don't follow golf, he's the captain, and he gets six captain selections. He was one of the better players, but decided not to pick himself so he could focus on captaining. Will that pay off? Will that backfire? It's one of the other stories that's so big this week. One other thing I wanted to ask. So just because you're an American or you're a European, normally on golf, they're all friends or they're rivals, but it doesn't matter like what country they're from. Is there genuine, like, rivalry here, like animosity? How much is that play in between the two sides, do you think, this weekend?
It's a real thing. It definitely exists, whether they want to admit to it or not. It just is. It certainly, as it relates to Rory and Bryson. And I think one of the things I wish we could change is being able to give the captains more opportunity to actually set the singles lineup in which it's not random as to who they get paired against. Because are you kidding me? A Rory Bryson Sunday match for a Ryder Cup at Bethpage in which it means something, and say they're slotted in the ninth or 10th spot in which you might have a winning point come from that pairing. That would explode. That would pop the internet, the sports internet would go, you know, would the top would come off. And we'd want to see that. But I do think there is some chirping, you know, because you got egos, you got country, you know, you got the flag essentially that you're playing for something bigger. Of course it's a real thing. And I think it only gets amplified in this setup.
Maddie, we appreciate it as always. Did you survive all the Real Housewives drama from this season? It seemed like it was pretty crazy. We don't really watch that closely, but I know I've heard some stories from you.
My wife, God love her. I'm here to support my wife.
Of course.
And the way they treated her and have continued to treat her. And I just, it's disgusting to me, quite honestly. I think she's handled it with class and elegance and grace, and I love her and I'm proud of her and I'm here to support her. And we knew what we were getting ourselves into, except for we did not know what we were getting ourselves into.
Yeah, you thought you did.
Absolutely ridiculous. So you think you do until you do, and then you're like, oh my God, this is outrageous.
Have you guys, we only got a couple minutes.
Yeah.
You guys haven't, like, have you even argued about it, right? Like, why did we do this? Like,
that's good.
No.
That's good.
No, in fact, it's only made us closer.
That's
not
great.
Only as a couple, but as a family. You learn a lot about who your friends are and maybe who your friends aren't. You know, it's been someday, you know, she's writing a book, you know, because she has an interest. That's also kind of the biggest frustration is my wife is fun and funny and has lived a very interesting life as an adoptee from Korea and raised by, you know, an amazing, you know, set of parents in Lawrenceville, Georgia, but, you know, Asian in a very predominantly white community, and has dealt with a lot of weird stuff and had a horrible first marriage and a lot of stuff. And that doesn't get to come out,
of course,
unfortunately, when nobody stops to actually listen to or ask or cares. And that seems to be a big miss as it relates to the platform, the show, and the structure of the people who are on the show.
It's great stuff.
Maddie, great lesson for everybody. If you're on a plane, especially a long flight, make sure you get up, make sure you hydrate, and compression socks. Big. We're lucky we still have you, and it's good to see you as always.
It's great to be here, guys. I'm so... we're all cautiously optimistic. You know, the bruises and the bumps of being a Padre fan that gets us here. We're all in it together. I love you guys. I love how you cover this team and the support of this city. I love this fan base. I can't wait. You know, I do think these guys have been they're laying in waiting. I hate losing Laureano. I do think it's set up well with, you know, King coming back and man, Vasquez has been found gold. And I'm just very cautiously optimistic about this team.
Maddie, we got a round table to get to. I got to cut you off. I'm sorry. We got like 15 seconds. We got to go over to the studio.
I'll go right from here to listening to you.
Thank you.
Love you,
Maddie. Maddie's in for the round table. We're in for the round table. We'll see you in a couple of minutes over in the sound space. Until then, thanks for joining Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back. And thank you to Maddie Janella as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.